This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie found a story this morning that is very interesting. If you're somebody that has the type of religion where you confess your sins and you think you're doing it under the cone of silence, sometimes anonymity, you might want to think again, because your secrets may not be between you, your religious leader, and God. Katie, what is the story?
So a married pastor confessed to a fellow clergyman that he had been unfaithful to his wife.
So one church leader to another
church leader.
Okay.
And that news got back to his wife.
What?
Oh my God.
So now he wants compensation. And the church is saying, you admitted to your infidelity over the phone. And so that confession confidentiality doesn't apply.
What?
There's a technology loophole in the confessing your sins to God?
There certainly shouldn't be.
Wow.
This guy even said, he said, what breaks my heart is that people have come to me with the most personal and embarrassing things on a regular basis, and I will never, ever disclose it. This is a special thing that clergy can do.
So how come he's not just suing that guy? Why is he trying to get money from the church?
Well, the church does seem to be backing up the other guy, saying like, sorry, don't do it on the phone, dum-dum.
I mean, I guess that's probably because the other guy's a lot more powerful in that church than the other guy is. So
maybe
they're just taking the powerful guy's back. So, you know what this makes me think, though? It does make me think, since obviously that one church leader is just a gossipy bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? You two, Katie and Kevin, could never be religious leaders. I couldn't either, actually. But for a very different reason.
You can't remember when people tell you this is a secret, don't tell anybody.
Anybody. If anybody ever tells me, Gavin, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody, my first thought is like, oh God, don't tell me. Please don't tell me. I'd rather not know than have this on my shoulders.
Right.
But you two could never be religious leaders because you love a good gossip.
I mean, not
true.
We do love tea.
No. Kevin at least is being honest.
That. You would get the best tea if you were a clergyman.
I mean, I've lived for it.
But he spills it.
Here's the thing. I won't speak for Kevin because I don't know. But I know what kind of gossip can be spilled to other people and what can't. There are plenty of things that I know that I would never and will never tell anybody.
Not even your husband.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
Because that's probably what happened here. Mm-hmm. This that gossipy bitch of a pastor probably told his wife.
Right.
And she's like, I'm not a woman of God. I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay, but in my situation, my husband is like talking to a wallpapered bathroom.
Right.
Nice to look at. That's about it.
Was that one of the reasons why you married him?
Because he'll knew you could trust my gossip.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, he can't remember the names of friends I've had for years. So he certainly can't remember.
He's fuzzy on me.
Yeah, that's on purpose, though.
We're going over to Gavin's house.
Who?
You? Okay, so you're telling me, let's take your husband out of the situation.
Okay.
There are things that I have told you that you've never told anybody?
Of course.
Wow. Aww.
Of course.
That's impressive.
Why?
Because, like what Kevin is, like, gossip begets gossip.
There, but some gossip is more fun than others.
That's true.
Yeah, if gossip hurts people, I don't like it.
You know, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
We like some base level, girl, you're not going to believe this gossip. Yes.
Okay. Because that is the kind, like, when you guys come into the room and you go, I've got the tea. Mm-hmm. It's never, like, terrible.
No.
Yeah, because that
so, like,
hurts
one time.
It's never Pastor Brian cheated on his wife.
Right.
Terrible.
Right. Yeah. Like, someone got fired in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, going down. Like, mm-hmm. it was happening.
In real time.
And Gavin was sick that day. And Kevin and I frantically got him on FaceTime so that he could be part of the scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is, not that I don't like to be included. I like to be included. But I'm not really a gossipy person.
You're such a liar.
I'm so excited.
I was excited to talk to somebody. I was homesick for days.
You gotta stop with that.
You love gossip.
I don't pass around gossip.
You spread gossip, but you love to hear the gossip.
That's true. I guess that's true. But I mean, if you're flipping through the channels and you see something interesting, who doesn't stop?
Right? Exactly. Listen, no judgment from us.
All right. Okay.
We are saying, welcome. Come on in. The water's fine.
So at the end of the day, here's what we're saying. The Church of Wake Up Call will never be started because you can't trust us with your secrets.
Unless they're really big.
Right. So
in that case, do tell us.
Unless you want to confess everything over the phone, which apparently is a loophole.
And if you do that, then it's a wash. I'm telling everybody.
106.5 confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Fighting every urge to get a pretzel hot dog this morning. Are you smarter than Kevin? He wants one so bad, ladies and gentlemen, from Noah's Bagels, but I keep telling him it will ruin your stomach. And instead, you know what? You should go to Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, which is a proud sponsor of Are You Smarter Than Kevin and Katie? And get yourself some breakfast there. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, and they're amazing. Let's play with Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. Congratulations. Jackpot is up to $220, and congratulations also, because just for being caller 17, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom for you. So you're already a winner.
Thank
How
you.
About that? All right. Kevin's going to leave the studio. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheater. And I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question 1. Breaking news this morning. There will be a huge prisoner swap with Russia. Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovitz, among many others, are finally going to be freed. And Whelan, a former Marine, he has been held in Russia for 5 years. This is a very exciting day. What is the name of this Russian city? Saint what?
Petersburg.
Question 2. Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky competed last night and won the gold in the 1500-meter freestyle. That alone is impressive, but it's the fact that she beat second place by 10 seconds that is what is got everybody talking. What country currently has the most medals in the Olympics? Is it China, America, or France?
America.
Question three. I don't know who thought it would be a good idea for Donald Trump to talk to the National Association of Black Journalists, but he did yesterday, and it was a complete disaster. Besides the fact that he was aggressive and belittling to the interviewers right away, he also questioned whether or not Kamala Harris was black until his own team pulled him off the stage and cut it short. It was... Eye widening. Who is the famous black journalist from Sacramento who now hosts NBC Nightly News?
Lester Holt.
Question four. Speaking of Kamala Harris, SNL is getting ready to lampoon her and bringing back alumnus Maya Rudolph to do it. Rudolph will play Harris in every episode from now until the election, and if Harris wins, she might play her for the next 4 years as well. When Rudolph was on the show, who played President George W. Bush?
Dana Carvey.
Question five. Tiffany Haddish went on a podcast and said she conned people out of money when she was younger. She sold her used panties on Craigslist by saying that they were Halle Berry's panties and she was Halle Berry's housekeeper. She sold them for $300 a pop. So if she sold 14 pairs, how much is that?
$300 a pop for 14 pairs?
Yep.
Sorry, 1 second. $4,200.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Natalie, where are we going today?
Dropping my kids off here and then going to work for the state.
Dropping the kids off at daycare and then going to work for the state. You know, Kevin has made the point very much that today's payday for state workers, and he's very jealous about that.
Well, it's the beginning of the month.
Natalie's ambivalent to it.
Okay.
She says she doesn't really need the money.
Wow.
Independently wealthy.
Wow.
All right, she's on hold now. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, question one. Breaking news this morning. There's going to be a huge prisoner swap with Russia.
Oh.
Paul Wayland and Evan Gershovitz, among many others, are finally going to be freed. And just to remind everybody, Paul Wayland has been unjustly rotting in a Russian prison for 5 years. That's amazing. What is the name of this Russian city? Saint what?
Petersburg.
Yes! How'd you know that?
I was watching the news this morning.
Wow. Question two. Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky won the gold last night in the 1500-meter freestyle. Okay, that's awesome. But it was the fact that she beat second place by 10 seconds. 10 seconds. That's like just an idea of how much faster than everybody else. What country currently has the most medals in the Olympics?
America.
Wow. Yes. Doesn't even need the multiple choice.
Well, I've been keeping score. I like it.
Did you see North Korea won their first gold medal?
Mm-hmm. Did they really win it, though? Wink, wink.
Question three. Donald Trump spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday, and it went as badly as you think it did. He was aggressive and belittling to the interviewers right off the block, and he even questioned whether or not Kamala Harris was black until his own team pulled him off the stage and cut the interview short. It's wild. Man. Who is the famous black journalist from Sacramento who now hosts NBC Nightly News?
Oh, people are going to be pissed. I don't know this.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
I don't know. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is not black. Nope, nor from Sacramento.
I got nervous.
Lester Holt.
Is it bad that I've never seen
Lester Holt? He's a very famous journalist. Went to Cordova High School. Graduated from Sac State.
Oh, Stinger's up. He's a fellow Hornet. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Question four. Speaking of Kamala Harris, SNL's getting ready to lampoon her, and they're bringing back alumnus Maya Rudolph to do it.
Oh, she's fun.
She is fun. Rudolph will play Harris in every episode till the election, and if Harris wins, she might play her for the next 4 years. When Maya Rudolph was a cast member on the show, who played President George W. Bush?
Wasn't it Will Ferrell?
Yes.
He's hilarious.
Will Ferrell.
Did you see he's about to go on tour with, what's that one band? Ah, never mind.
Will Ferrell's going to go on tour with a band?
Yeah. It's funny.
I did not
It's supposed
see
it. To be funny.
All right. All right. Natalie, you said Dana Carvey, that's who played George Bush Sr. I said George W. Bush. Okay. Question five. Tiffany Haddish went on a podcast and said she conned people out of money when she was younger. You're going to love this story. She sold her used panties on Craigslist.
What?
But advertised them as Halle Berry's panties. And she said she got them because she was Halle Berry's housekeeper.
Stop. That's so clever.
She sold them for $300 a pop. So if she sold 14 pairs, how much is that?
What if I started doing that?
Answer the question.
I'm doing the math while I talk. Unlike Katie, I can multitask.
Wow.
$4,200.
That is correct.
And now can we answer my question? What if I did that?
You want to sell used panties?
And say it's like, I don't know, Channing Tatum's.
Like your, I mean, let's ask Natalie. Natalie, would you buy Kevin's used underwear if you thought they were Channing Tatum's?
No.
No.
Ew.
What if they were free?
I don't want anybody's used underwear.
Period. Oh, okay. That's the right answer,
That's
Natalie.
That's the right answer.
And the DJ is Swedish House Mafia that Will Ferrell's going to perform.
What?
Yeah, he just released it on his Instagram yesterday.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, final score. Natalie got 4. Kevin got 4. It is a tie.
Tie
goes to Kevin. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But Natalie, you got that 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Okay?
Okay.
What is it that you want to tell us?
Today I am just as smart as Kevin.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Stay on hold. We got to get your information coming up next on the show. What is the... if you're a parent, you know that kids are weird and do weird things and like hiding things in your house. Well, Katie's daughter is hiding something and it is creating a huge problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. Katie found a statistical number for the amount of money that people spend on dating. But go ahead, Katie, tell everybody what the number is.
Okay, the average American spends $120,000 in dating.
In their life.
In their life.
$120,000. Text in to 916-909-1065 if that number shocks you or if that number is very, very understandable to you. Because Kevin and I, when she said that to us, we were like, yeah.
That's insane.
Think about all the stuff that's happened even after you and I have gotten married that now costs more money. Like, like dating apps and how many premiums and golds and platinum subscriptions to dating apps do people have now?
Okay, but how long do people generally date for?
Depends how good they are at it, I guess. Kevin's single.
It takes a while to find someone.
Maybe I just wasn't going on the right kind of dates. But what are people doing on dates that could possibly cost so much money?
Well, you gotta pay for dinner.
Okay.
You gotta pay for drinks. Gotta pay for transportation to the date.
You can't just drive your car?
What if you're drinking?
Okay.
Grooming.
Grooming.
Yeah, haircut.
Okay, you're not getting a haircut every time.
For a date? You have to look fresh.
You gotta look fresh, and you gotta look fresh all the time if you're single, because you never know.
$60 for every 2 weeks.
That's too much.
Okay, how much does your haircut?
$40.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
I mean, but it's 40. How often?
Every 2 weeks you're supposed to keep yourself.
Now, see, but it's people like him, though.
They're going off the average.
Yeah, people that spend too much and also are single too long, dating too long.
How much money do we think Kevin is spending on dates per month?
Good question. Should I check my bank statement?
I would say,
you could just average it for us.
Let's see. I would say like $250. Is that a lot?
Oh, please.
$150 for dinner.
Per month.
Oh, per month.
Yeah.
Oh, probably like $500.
Kevin,
get out of here.
Why?
You're an insane person.
I like to wine and dine a lady.
In most months, the answer is zero.
Why?
Because
I don't know what I do.
You don't date anybody.
Yes, I do, bitch.
Okay, you're saying that he's somebody that might be bringing the average down.
Saying it just can't be possible.
Somebody texted in to 916-909-1065. I'm only 28 years old. And I've probably spent more than that on dating already. I wish we knew if you were a guy or a girl. Because obviously it seems like a no-brainer that guys are the ones spending more money on dates.
I mean, yes, but women have to put more money into their appearance and stuff.
I feel like men think about dating all the time, and women don't. Especially like,
really?
I feel like millennial women don't. I think there's been a shift as to this, you gotta find a man, to you gotta have a career. And I think women are more focused on their careers now, which is great, than they are in like the constant searching for a man. So like, they don't have, the person texted and said, I'm a guy. So I don't think that they have this.
Is the problem me?
Maybe you're just, you were a cheap date. You also didn't date.
I didn't date
for very long.
No.
So I think a lot of people are probably saying like, $120,000 over the course of a lifetime. But like, and also think about how many times you may or may not be single in your lifetime. You might be single more than once. You know, you were poor Lauren Boebert. She's out there trying to make it work again. You think that those tickets to Beetlejuice were cheap and the marijuana that may or may not have been in that vape pen was cheap? And you think the drinks that got her into that dress somehow were cheap? No, that all costs money. All right. And then think about your silver years. My grandfather was a widower twice. So he had to get back out there, and he's spending money. Now, granted, when he went to the nursing home, it was a lot easier. He could just slide a couple doors down and get caught in bed with a girl down there.
Which
facts happened many times. That's a cheap date, What's he going to say? I'd like to buy you the same Jell-O at the mess hall that we all go to. No.
Got you some Polydent.
But I'm just saying, like, you're going to find yourself single more than once in your life, probably. It all adds
probably.
Up. Probably.
Don't say that, Gavin.
You and your husband
were. We're going to die together hand in hand on the Titanic.
It's absolutely true. Yes. And you will not give him the door that you're floating on. No way.
He wouldn't ask for it.
That's true.
Coming up. Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It was at this time a few days ago that we were talking about how, once again, we have to say this for legal and ethical reasons, we do not condone crime on the
no.
Wake Up Call.
No.
If you're a criminal, shame on you.
Yeah, if you're out there criming,
stop.
Stop it.
Stop it. Now, that being said, if you're going to do it,
make us laugh.
Be hysterical. Yeah. And we talked about how there was a guy who tried to break into a house and got caught, obviously, and had one of the funniest and smartest excuses of all time. He said, "It's okay. I'm from the future."
I don't know if it was the smartest, but it was unique enough that it was like, okay, we've never heard that one before.
Right. Well, and my thought is always like, if I was in that situation and somebody told me that, what do I even say back?
I think I would say, you couldn't have just knocked on my door.
He's like, in the future, we don't have doors.
What are we doing?
In the future, there is universal property. I don't know. We went over all of this. I'm just saying it was, I thought, a pretty good chess move.
Okay.
Well, I was wrong. Not to be outdone, this guy says, "Hold my beer," and he comes up with the best excuse getting caught trying to break into a house. Here is the owner of said house talking to the local news.
He was in the house. He started telling me that he was a ghost. And
did you hear that? I'll rewind it.
He was in the house. He started telling me that he was a ghost. And
He was a ghost.
And I shouldn't be able to see him. And he was shocked that I could see him. Thought he was walking around and that nobody could see him.
It's okay. I'm a ghost.
Okay.
That's the best excuse if you get caught criming.
It is better that I'm from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because people do believe in ghosts.
Sure. And in the future, I'm sure there's still laws.
Right. and I thought you couldn't see me.
Imagine that. Imagine if I will play it out.
Okay.
Katie, Kevin, you are a couple.
Okay.
You're having dinner.
Okay. Oh, he broke in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
Okay, so. Okay.
You guys hear the door open.
Okay, how was your day?
Good.
It was fine?
Door shut!
Did you hear that?
What does that sound?
What was that?
And I'm just creeping around the house.
What?
I'm walking right past you,
Excuse me.
Who are you?
Excuse us.
I just keep going.
No, hey.
Can't
possibly be me.
looks around.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, what are you doing in our house? Me and my lovely husband, mm-hmm. who has hardly said a word despite the fact that
I'm
someone has
right
broken
now.
Into our home. You're scared. Okay.
You Can he see me too?
Yeah,
yes, I can see him. Can see you? How can we not see you? You're right there.
Well, I'm a ghost.
You're breaking an energy.
I don't think you're a ghost.
You can't see me.
No, I can absolutely. I'm talking to you right now.
No. You can't see me.
You know what? I will say this. Hard to argue with.
Right.
It puts you in a position of yaha na'ah, yeah. Which is, as an adult,
right.
It is a hard thing to maneuver through. No, you're not a yaha.
Yaha.
The only problem with this.
Air quotes around problem?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that people are scared of ghosts.
I mean, listen.
Would you ask the ghost questions?
Well, I would because he's in my house.
Right. Not just, what are you doing in my house? Like, well, how'd you die?
I would have an answer for all of it.
You would.
How did I die? I got pancaked by a dump truck.
Wow.
Yeah. When? Specific. You could come up with specifics.
When?
It's 1976.
You're dressed in modern clothes. Why are you wearing modern clothes?
Oh, I was very hip.
Okay, well, it says that the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
So, ghosts wear clothes?
In the afterlife. you think we're all going to walk around naked?
Man, pervert? You got me.
Right, yeah.
You got me good.
Yeah. Any other questions? Because I came in here.
So, why are you here? Are you here to rob us?
Rob. I mean, we don't believe in personal possessions, but I'm going to take things that you don't want anymore.
Okay.
You don't need.
Gotcha!
Man, I'm from the afterlife. There's
yeah,
no time.
Gotcha!
And then here's the other question. If you do try to do this, okay, do you put on a...
Scary ghost.
Yeah, because the whole time I'm thinking like, well, I'm just going to rationalize with them. Because I always thought like, why do ghosts need a scary voice? You're already scary.
I mean, you've been through a lot.
Maybe, and maybe dying makes you talk like this.
Sure, things aren't working the way they used to.
So I would, okay, so I'm a goat, you can't see me.
If you really want to sell it.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, that is the best excuse. And
so
once
far.
Again... Wake up call does not condone criming.
No.
But if you do, you're a ghost.
Make it funny.
Make it funny, please.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is the shallowest thing that you judge people for? You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And this kind of came up when we were just sitting around after the show just talking
trash.
And Katie said something, and I forget whether it was me or Kevin that was like, wow, that is shallow. And
okay.
She was like, I don't regret it.
Okay.
I stand by it.
Obviously, this is something that I kept to myself. I didn't say this to this person, but here's what we were talking about. I have a friend who has daughters around my daughter's ages, two of them. And the teen, so she's about 16 years old, she dresses in a way that I think is pretty inappropriate for a teenager. Her shorts are incredibly short. Her tops are very, very short. If they're not short enough, she cuts them to make them shorter.
Wow.
Now, she's 16. Of course, she has a perfect body. But her mom, my friend, not only lets her dress this way, gives her money to go buy these clothes so that she can dress this way. And I find that so strange to not want to cover your teen daughter's body.
Yeah.
And sometimes, this is me being very judgy, I always think, oh, you're living vicariously through your kid.
Oh!
I know.
So what is yours? 916-909-1065. You can call or text us now. I have two that I will proudly say. One, really stupid and shallow, but for me, it just bugs me. But when I see people put a product logo on their car, specifically a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Monster.
What? Yeah. What did Monster do? Why do you love it so much? There are products that I love,
sure.
Not so much that I would lower the value of my vehicle.
It's a great point.
And another one that I have is when I see guys in formal family photos wearing hats. If I see, if you send me a Christmas card and your husband is wearing a hat.
Okay, now are we talking all hats or baseball hats?
All hats.
Fedora.
No! Oh. Fedora! What are you, solving a crime in 1930?
No, it's cute.
What about a cowboy hat?
Definitely not a cowboy hat.
No?
No, what, are you out on the range?
Right.
A cowboy hat is not a suit. There are too many people now that think cowboy hats are like, oh, I got to dress nice. Let me grab my cowboy hat.
It does seem to be something that is added to formal attire.
Take off your stupid hat and don't let your husband wear a stupid hat.
Okay,
anyway.
Kevin, what do you have one?
Yeah,
sure
when they put their IG handle on their car.
Oh.
Like, and sometimes I check their IG just to laugh at it.
Yeah.
And they have like 10 followers.
Well, that's why they have to put it on their car.
That's why they're advertising it.
Okay, we put this up on Facebook. And as always, y'all are hysterical. Ash says, lately people that misspell anything or use improper grammar. Now,
Yes.
The misspelling, get off my back. Okay. I'm doing my best.
It depends on what kind of misspelling. Well, I guess it's if it's there and there, if it's two and two, that's not misspelling, that's grammar. So I'm more of a grammar person than a misspelling person.
Okay, then in that case, me too. Samantha said caterpillar lashes. I will agree with
that.
What are those?
When you get either you put on false lashes or you get lash extensions that, I mean, are way out of control.
Who would get
like
that?
Super, super big.
Called caterpillars.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. Amanda said their teeth. Jennifer said anybody that wears Nike. Wears Nike socks with another brand of shoes.
I do that.
That's the kind of petty judgment I want. Debbie said earwax that you can see.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
I agree with that one. Text message we got to 909-1065. A bunch of good ones, but this is the best one. When I see someone barefoot in public. Now, right off the bat, yes, I agree. I would judge that one, too. It's the rest of the text that's hysterical.
Okay.
We were at bingo last night at Jackson Rancheria, and there was a girl in line that was barefoot, and the bottom of her feet were black from the dirty floor.
Ew!
Why would you go barefoot to a casino?
Right.
I kind of feel like all of that tracks. Like, if I'm at bingo night at a casino and somebody's barefoot, I think I'm when in Rome.
See, the fact that her feet were black, it means the shoes haven't been. It's not like she just kicked her foot flops
no,
off.
No, she came with no foot. She came with no foot or no shoe.
Oh, that's crazy.
Soon to be no foot. Keep them coming in to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
So, Katie is a little bit of a survivor.
Oh, God.
I'll say it. She recently made a purchase off of Facebook Marketplace. And if you don't know what Facebook Marketplace is, it's like Craigslist. You go and you meet up with people that are selling stuff. And if you work out a deal over Messenger, strike it up. You go and you meet somewhere. And then almost always they tell you, bring cash. And then you go. And you give them cash and they give you the product. It's rife with scams, just so everybody knows. But I know what you're saying. You're thinking, sounds unsafe. Don't worry, though, because Katie, you went with somebody?
You know that I didn't go with somebody. Okay.
She went alone. She went alone.
I didn't go to this person's home. I didn't give them my address.
Right.
We found a central meeting point because he was all the way in Rancho.
Okay.
So I'm not going to drive my happy ass to Rancho. What?
People from Rancho are dangerous.
Okay.
That's a stereotype.
Everybody from Rancho, I hope you heard that.
What?
Yeah.
It's true.
That's a stereotype.
So we found a central meeting point in the daytime and made an exchange.
If you have an opinion about this, call or text us. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Craigslist meetup or Facebook Marketplace purchase. Do you go alone? Do you bring somebody? Okay, I can't believe we have to have this conversation, because leading up to it, we knew, Kevin and I knew, that you were going to do it. And we were like, we're begging you.
Right.
Please don't go by yourself.
Okay, I would like to tell the real story, which is the entire time, because I left work to go meet this person and at a 7-Eleven, and the entire time you guys were texting me, asking me if I was still alive, saying that it wasn't really me responding, it was the person that had murdered me, and when I left here, you guys said, okay, bye, we'll miss you, but we'll cherish your memory forever.
Yep, yep.
Guess who didn't say any of these things?
Who?
My husband.
That's a different story for a different time.
I'm more concerned.
He didn't even ask where.
You know why? Because he's waiting on that sweet, sweet life insurance policy.
And he just said, woohoo!
916-909-1065. Monica from Davis. What do you go on a Facebook Marketplace purchase with somebody, or do you go alone?
You go with somebody.
Okay. So keep in mind, where this is, there's lots of foot traffic.
And it's also in the ghetto.
It's a 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Yeah, where there's lots of people.
But that, it's not
you
like
you're...
You
don't go to a 7-Eleven to meet a rando off of a Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly.
I chose to do 7-Eleven instead of a comic book store that is gated, and...
I think a comic book store would have been safer.
There's no foot traffic. There's no foot traffic at a comic book store. There's nobody around.
Do you think that Katie made a mistake by going?
By herself?
Yes. Why did you say, how about we meet at a police station? Why don't you say something like that? Or how about we meet at a fire station or something like that? Somewhere where there's like people around that actually are armed, helpful people.
I assume many people at the 7-Eleven are armed.
What were you getting from the marketplace?
Oh, boy.
A two-person blow-up kayak. Still in the box.
And that's the other thing, too. Monica, she didn't ask... You know, she's not bringing along somebody to make sure that, like, it's in good condition.
Okay, can I say something, though? I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
The suggestion was bring Kevin.
Yeah,
now, you shut up.
Because you chose the middle of the day when everybody's working to do it. You should bring your husband.
Oh, okay, listen. The suggestion was bring Kevin. Let's say I bring Kevin and I am attacked. What is he going to do besides scream like a woman?
He probably would be like, fire, fire, and everybody knows.
Exactly.
And look.
At the very minimum, it would be a witness.
Yes.
Yes. He could probably get the license plate number. Yep.
Okay. Monica, thank you so much. Everyone who has texted into 909-1065 agrees with you. This is an open and shut case. Don't ever listen to Katie for advice, because she literally risked her own life.
But who is the owner of a two-person blow-up kayak?
Well, it hasn't gone in the water yet. We'll see.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call.
One of the worst emotions out there, I think, is when you lose something and you can't find it. And that's kind of what's happening in Katie's house, except she's not losing something, but she has to keep finding things.
That is true.
What is your 3-year-old Morgan doing?
She keeps getting into the fridge, getting into the egg carton, taking an egg out. Because she wants an egg baby.
She wants an egg baby. What's an egg baby?
I don't know where she heard of this, but like, you know, in high school, you had to take care of an egg to prove that being a parent was so hard for some reason.
I don't think I had to do that,
but you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what she wants.
Okay.
And she wants to carry around her widow egg, as she says, and take care of her egg baby.
Okay.
Aww.
Obviously, I said to her, you can't carry around a raw egg. So the first time she did it, I immediately was like, no. Put it back. Now, here's the thing. She's done this three times. She finds split seconds that I'm not paying attention to go in the fridge and get eggs. Like, I go to the get up to go to the bathroom. She's in there. She's got an egg. And I don't even realize that she's done it until I find a cracked egg on the floor somewhere in my house.
Oh, no.
We raised the eggs. She must have pulled a chair over to it and got up into the fridge and was able to get another egg. It's happened three times. I've found three different cracked raw eggs in my house.
On like carpeting or hard floors?
We have tile downstairs. So fortunately, it's all been on the tile. Some got a little bit on the carpet in like the play area, but that's not a rug that like matters a lot to us. So.
Are your pets eating it?
Not that I've seen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What do you do? This can't continue. You got to be eggless.
I guess we're going to have to.
No more eggs for anybody.
Morgan, stop doing this. And she goes, I'm sorry. Every time.
But then does it again.
Then does it again.
Not learning a lesson.
No.
Wow. Why do kids do this? Why do kids like take something and then walk away with it? Try to hide it.
Many of my kids have been hiders. There was a time when my now 10-year-old went to like a daycare center and she would go there with a binky, but then she was supposed to put her binky in her cubby. Mm. What she would do is she would take the binky out of the cubby when nobody was looking. She'd hide it in different places in the room. So eventually she had many binkies throughout the daycare.
Yeah, that was so smart.
She was smart.
Like an alcoholic.
Right.
That hides bottles.
Yeah.
My kids, when they were younger, it wasn't like that where they would like purposely hide stuff, but I still would have to go on this like weird parent Easter egg hunt to find something disgusting because they'd ask for milk. Mm. I'd put milk in a sippy cup, one of those sippy cups that they wouldn't spill. Which made it worse, though, because if it spilled, I'd probably have found it earlier. Mm. But instead, they would take it somewhere in the house, leave it, and I would find it days, maybe even weeks later. Yep. And guess what's inside of it?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Like, we would open it up and be like,
That has happened in our house so many times that depending on how long it seems like it's been, I will just discard of the whole thing.
Oh, well, like, you have to.
I can get more. I can go to Ross.
Right.
I can get more cups.
I've got sippy cup money.
Right.
It's not worth putting this through and even remembering what was in there.
With the eggs, she's not hiding them. Wherever they drop accidentally is just where they live now.
Wow. And if you haven't heard the show in a while for an update, Kevin lives with a little kid now, mm-hmm. and it's your cousin's kid, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's two of them.
They're not leaving anything around the house, are they?
They clean up after themselves.
They do? Oh,
but
okay.
I did have noticed that I'm missing some things, but I just thought I replaced things.
Well, what?
But after hearing you guys talk about it, I think they may have taken some stuff.
What are they?
I can't find my Nintendo Switch controllers.
Ooh, the small ones.
And they're colorful. They're probably taken.
My pop toys that I have.
Yeah, those kids are taking them.
Yeah.
I can't find them anywhere in the house, though.
And you won't.
Why do they do that?
Not till they start smelling like rotten egg or milk. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy, betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.